day when everybody did not go to work, which I thought was interesting, and the tree in the yard is about, probably 80% gone. The part of the ground is still there, and it's going to be firewood next year. And there's about a 20-foot long, 12-inch or so diameter log laying in the yard, and some pieces piled up around it, which are bigger than I want to attack with a Go Devil. And my chainsaw, it's a little bit on the small side for that size limb. I know a couple of folks with bigger saws and whatever, but as far as all the limbs and stuff like that, I've cleaned it up and some stuff. I turned into firewood last winter. That tree has helped me offset some of the cost of the other trees that I had to pay to have moved away. When I talked to my insurance company, the trees that were against the house, that was not a problem. They did what they were going to do. But the tree that's laying out in the middle of the yard, since it did not touch the house, it was mine. But it's mostly gone, and basically spending my time trying to get grass restarted where the, I don't know, all those oak leaves killed the grass, and some kind of weed has taken over. As long as I keep it mowed, it looks pretty green, but I think after the winter it's going to be brown. But anyway, it is a work in progress, and my wife is not complaining about it, so we're all happy. And so with that, we'll turn it back to you, Wendy. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
From that definition of what's important, your wife's not complaining about it, so everything's fine. I love that. But you know what? If we don't make waves for each other, we're all fine. Anyway, thanks for the update on the tree. We got, the rain's really coming down out there now. So I have to check on my frogs after the net. I was debating about whether to get my general license or stick with technician. And then, because my hang-up is that I learn all the stuff for the test, and then I forget so much because it's not stuff I'm using. So I keep my skills about, you know, how to manipulate the radio and, you know, talking on the radio. But all the other stuff I learned for the technician test, I don't use it, and so I don't retain it very well. And so I was thinking, well, maybe I'll just stay where I'm at. But I did have it in the past as a goal to become a general, and so I decided with this opportunity with the class coming up, I'd see how I could do. Maybe going over it all again will help it resurface in my mind, and then, you know, learning the new stuff for the general exam. So I'm concerned I might forget some of it again, but I guess if I know myself and I know that's my weakness, then I'll just keep my reference books handy for when something comes up. But I have found that just talking to people on the net with a question, there are always people willing to come down to my level and explain it until I get it. So I appreciate that about the net.
This net is, to me, one of the more pleasant places to be, because just exactly what you said. There are a lot of people out there that are willing to jump in and offer their advice. I can remember back, I think it was a year and a half ago, and I think it was when Walt was running his little Tuesday night thing. There were several of us got on with some test-taking techniques. And I don't say this to people who are studying for technician, because that's their first license, and there's a lot of rules and regulations that they need to be aware of. But once you pass that, the general is a big step in knowledge, and part of it has to do with your increased frequency privileges. But one of the best, and I did not do this when I did it, but one of the best suggestions that I heard on that group was get your manual and can only highlight the correct answers to the questions. And one of the things that I've discovered is that the group of people, and I've known several of them who've been on that committee, writing these questions, they have to come up with a question that has one correct answer and three wrong answers, and the hard part is making the three wrong answers seem correct, but they aren't. And that's why I say highlight the correct answer. And the thing that I did was to look at the answer and look at the text in the manual where the answer was coming from, and was there a particular word that appeared in both places. What I call it was a keyword. That helped me a lot. And then there are some things like they want to talk about your band privileges, and like I say, there's one correct answer and three wrong answers, and they'll move the beginning or the end of the band 25 kilohertz up or down or so that it's wrong. And again, the thing, instead of worrying about that, is just pay attention to the correct answer. And that was, to me, one of the most helpful things that I heard out of that group that night. With that, I won't give you any more advice, Wendy, because you know yourself, and you know what's going to work best to help you retain the information. And if I had to take that test today, I'd probably flunk it with flying colors. But at least for the time period that you're working to take the test, I say, listen around to how different people have studied and find a way that works for you, because what works for me won't work for you, and, you know, what worked for Chad won't work for you. But if you listen to three or four of us talk, you're going to find something that works for you. And that's the best advice I can give you. And go for that general. There's a lot of stuff out there that you're going to pick up and do that... If you're looking for some place to spend your time, it's a lot of fun. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. I like that. I like that tip. And I think also, even just in the multiple choice practice, you know, just emphasizing the correct. Yeah, that's going to help me. So thanks for that little tidbit there. Yeah, I got to finish reading chapter one tonight because we're covering chapter one tomorrow, and then a chapter a week from there. But I already got, you know, a few pages of that taken care of earlier. And the rain isn't dumping down right now, so I guess I'm in between frog stranglers. So how have you been doing? I know you were contacting all the states. How is that contacting going?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN, slower than I am happy with. Part of it is what I'm lacking, part of it is propagation. On 160 meters, I lack Alaska and Hawaii. And of course, during the summer is not when 160 meters works. And then on 80 meters, I lack Alaska. And surprisingly, on 15, I lack Wyoming. And Wyoming ought to be a piece of cake on 15 meters. And 10 meters is, I think I lack Alabama, Kentucky, Oregon, Utah, and Virginia. And one of the things I've discovered is those states that are close are the hardest ones to get. You know, you work, like yesterday morning I got on 30 meters and I worked Fiji. Not particularly difficult, but it has taken me almost a year to work Georgia on the state of Georgia on 15 meters. 15 meters is all those signals are going over probably half the United States before they bounce back down again. And I played around with a couple of antennas and got one that I'm going to say it made a ground wave. I'm not sure ground wave all the way to Georgia really works, but on that particular antenna, I did get Georgia on 15, but I spent a long time, I mean, I hear them, but they don't come back to me. And I think the thing is that the signal is just, you know, passing over Georgia. They don't even know I'm there. But I've got 8 or 10 different contacts, and I'll have worked all states on 5 bands, and but like I say, it's Alaska and Hawaii on 160 meters, and I don't think I have ever heard Hawaii on 160 meters. Anyway, it's a little bit of a challenge, and keeps me busy, and I have been known to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and turn on the radio and see what I can find. That's one of those things you'll have to watch out for when you get your general. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
And this is KN4HTP. Well, that's either really dedicated to get up at 3 in the morning to try and get those, you know, contacts, or addicted. You're addicted. I'm definitely sure it's the former, that you're dedicated, and it's a really great goal, and I love hearing about it. So thanks for sharing that with me. What else? Anything else on your mind tonight, Mr. Harry?
A whole lot. I was kind of hoping that Echolink would open back up. Maybe John would come on and find out if it is as cloudy where he's at as it is where we are. We had a good hard rain, probably 6:30 to 7:30, and I haven't looked outside lately to know what it's doing here. We were on the northern edge of a bright yellow spot on the 6 o'clock news. You folks down there were covered up with all kinds of bright colors. So I was kind of wondering if you'd washed down to Georgia yet. But I think we did get our spot of rain, and supposedly tomorrow is supposed to be dry, and then Wednesday is supposed to rain again. So that's okay. The rain that we've had here at my house in the last 2 or 3 weeks has been close to none. Folks on the other side of town were getting heavy rain, and, you know, looking at the weatherman statistics, we've gotten a lot of rain. It just hasn't landed at my house, and I'm okay with that. I don't need any more trees falling over right now. But anyway, just glad to know everybody down there is safe, and we'll look forward to talking to you whenever next time is. KN4HTP, KC4EZN, Zip 3.
KN4HTP, thanks for hanging around for some rag juice. I have a really dry voice tonight. I'll be back next Monday for sure, and we'll see after that. My kiss Anna. Shares Monday nights with me these days, and we split them in half, except she gets the second half of the month, so when there's a fifth Monday, she gets the extra Monday. But I just tried Echolink again, and it looks, at least from my house, it's still not working. So I guess we won't get to hear our star report. But tune in tomorrow. I think John enjoys coming on Tuesday nights as well. So, have I missed anyone for comments or for check-ins? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call Net Control to check in.
KN4HTP, W4DJW, Echolink is back, Wendy, W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, I'm back.
I just tried hitting the button on the iPad here, and nothing showed up. So I'm glad that it's it's just me and technology and not everybody. So how's the storming been up around your house, Mr. John?
It is KN4RJ, and well, it's been raining off and on all day and cloudy, so I can't see squat. But last night, KO4ZYX Daniel asked me about sunspot activity. Is he still on?
I don't think he checked in tonight, so he must be doing one of his other activities. I know he's a man with a busy life. But let's hear about it tonight, and then maybe next time he's on, you also can connect with the information then. Tell me about the sunspots.
This is KN4RJ, and well, he asked me about it last night, and I said I hadn't really been paying a whole lot of attention, didn't know a whole lot about it, so I'd have to do a little research. And I did some research, and this is going to take a minute. Let me give you a little bit of background. First off, let's talk about the sun. It's big. It's really big. If we took the entire mass of the solar system, that's all the planets, all the moons, all the asteroids, all the rocks floating around out there, all the little things that are floating out in around the Kuiper Belt, and the sun would account for 99.8% of the total mass of the solar system. That remaining 0.14% is mostly Jupiter, so that gives you an idea of just how small we are. But in any event, and it's made of plasma, which is actually a fourth state of matter. I know in school most of us were taught there's three states of matter, solid, liquid, and gas, but there are actually five, and plasma is the fourth one. Plasma is an ionized gas. Anytime you have ionization in something, that causes electricity, and as any radio operator knows, anywhere you have electricity, you have a magnetic field. The sun rotates, but not like a solid. It's a big ball of gas, and it just rotates at different speeds in different places. And as a result of that, it's a mess, a absolute mess of electric and magnetic fields. And the magnetic poles of the sun flip from time to time. North becomes south, south becomes north. And this happens on an approximately 11-year cycle known as the solar cycle. We're currently in cycle number 25 since we began measuring this back in 1755. The current cycle actually started around in December of 2019 and is expected to go to about 2030. During this flip, we have an area of a time frame of maximum solar activity, and then it goes to minimum solar activity, and it goes flops back and forth like that. In order for the poles to get back to where they were, then it would be another 11-year cycle. So the entire cycle is actually more like 22 years. But in any event, sunspots. Sunspots are cooler regions. They often occur in bipolar, i.e. north and south, or positive and negative, however you want to look at that, concentrations of magnetic flux. They're cooler because the magnetic field actually interferes with the heat flow the heat flow coming out of the sun, and they are associated with violent solar outbursts. And then we have coronal mass ejections. These are huge clouds of plasma expelled from the sun's surface. And I dropped for just a second. This is KN4RJM. The coronal mass ejection will accelerate ions and electrons as far as the Earth's orbit and beyond. The shock wave from those reaches speeds of up to 1,200 kilometers per second. Shockwave can cause magnetic, geomagnetic storms on Earth. A geomagnetic storm is a planet-wide disturbance of the Earth's magnetic field. They rate those similar to hurricanes. They are rated G1 through G5. There are other scales that are used, but I chose that one. And I'll circle back on those ratings here in just a moment. A solar flare is a sudden eruption of energy from the disk. It lasts from minutes to hours. Radiation and particles are emitted. Usually occurs in the vicinity of sunspots. The ratings are A, B, C, M, and X. A is very tiny. B is too small to harm the Earth, but a little bit bigger than B. C is a small storm with, or a small flare with few noticeable consequences. M, flares can produce brief radio blackouts and minor radiation storms. And an X is the one you don't want to have. It is a planet-wide radio blackout and long-lasting radiation storms. Let me circle back to, let me let it drop here for just a second. This is KN4RJN. Geomagnetic storms, as I said, were rated G1 through G5, and they affect power systems, spacecraft operations, and other systems. I'll just go over the other systems. A G1 is minor. Migratory animals are affected. auroras are commonly visible in high latitudes, northern Michigan to Maine. A G2, HF radio propagation can fade at higher latitudes, and auroras have been seen as low as New York and Idaho. A G3 is strong. Intermittent satellite navigation and low-frequency radio navigation problems may occur. HF radio may be intermittent, and auroras have been seen as low as Illinois and Oregon. G4 is severe. Induced pipeline currents affect preventative measures. HF radio propagation is sporadic. Satellite navigation degraded for hours. Low-frequency radio navigation is disrupted. And auroras have been seen as low as Alabama and Northern California. And then you got a G5, which is extreme. Pipeline currents can reach hundreds of amps. HF radio propagation may be impossible in many areas for 1 to 2 days. Satellite navigation may be degraded for days. Low-frequency radio navigation can be out for hours. And auroras have been seen as low as Florida and southern Texas. Now, these things don't happen often. A G1 in a typical 11-year cycle will have about 900 days of a G1 storm. A G2, about 600 per cycle. A G3, about 200 per cycle, excuse me. A G4, maybe 100 per cycle. And a G5 occurs about 4 times in an 11-year period. So the odds are not, you know, great on that. So the bottom line of this, in the past 24 hours, we've had G1 to G2 level storms with minor to moderate storms throughout the day. The next 24 hours, we have a 50% chance of a C-type flare. That's the mid-range. A 5% chance of an M flare and a 1% chance of an X flare. And that article was written yesterday, so the next 24 hours is this one, which means that today we in fact had a G1, maybe a G2 type storm. There was a coronal mass ejection detected at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time this morning. It was possibly headed towards Earth, and that is still being analyzed. However, it says that G1 to G2 storms are possible through today, September 5th. So if you missed the drop, this is KN4RJN, repeater or mic. Echo ain't got me, but anyway. We had G1 to G2 storms yesterday and today. If you noticed it, I'd be surprised. But that's what I know about sunspots and geomagnetic storms and all that kind of stuff. And I'm sorry that Daniel missed it, but I'll be more than happy to talk to him again with a little bit more information. But the bottom line is that storm was predicted a few days ago to possibly carry X-type flares, but it did not, at least not ones headed our direction. So all things considered, we survived the storm, and there wasn't a whole lot of disruption, although it can happen. We are about in the middle of the current cycle, and like I said, this current cycle will continue until about 2030. So in the next few years, we might get some more, but for right now, we're safe.
And for our WRJN. This is KN4HTP. So, sorry, how often, I know you said how often we get the A, B, C, M, and X. But I've missed how often the M, what the percentage of likeliness is that. So do you remember that?
This is KN4RJN, yeah. And they said that there was about a 5% chance of an M-type flare, which, again, is moderate. It can produce some effects, but it didn't. And there's a 1% chance of an X. So, and that's what they were concerned about, was an X-type flare that could possibly cause a geostorm in the 3 to 4 category. The X can, in fact, produce a storm, a G5 storm, which would just, basically wipe out radio power. It would do significant issues to damage to power generation and power transmission lines and just generally screw things up pretty bad. But that has not happened, at least not lately. There was one back in... I can't remember when the last time there was a G5 storm, but it was back before you or I were born, that did, screw things up for a while. But yeah, any other questions on that?
Of course, I'm thinking, why hasn't the movie industry exploited this end of the world, save the world kind of scenario for a movie? There was one about quickly advancing polar ice cap, but I can't think of one that's been this scenario. Can you think of a disaster movie on this topic?
This is KN4RJN. No, but on various cable channels, which I can't think, it might have been, I don't know if it was Discovery or History or one of those, has had a series of how the world ends type thing, and there's also a series called How the Universe Works. And while it is possible for a solar flare to do a number on us, they generally focus on gamma ray bursts from neighboring stars, and a gamma ray burst makes a solar flare look like a firecracker. A gamma ray burst coming out of star within 100 light years of us would rip the atmosphere off of the Earth. So I haven't seen any movies or heard of any movies that run that particular doomsday scenario, but there are the two series that I mentioned, and there's probably some other ones that accept possibility, not necessarily in a movie, but they do explore that possibility of what would happen.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Well, that was very interesting. I'm glad that Daniel put out that question. It looks like he did the net pre-check-in. I looked back over my list, so he missed it tonight, but I found that very interesting. So I appreciate you sharing that knowledge with us tonight on the radio. What did you do anything to observe Labor Day, other than Mr. Harry pointed out that he worked very hard to celebrate by doing very little, which I think is a very appropriate way to celebrate or observe Labor Day.
This is KN4RJN. I celebrated Labor Day by doing as little labor as humanly possible. I did make dinner, and I did do the dishes, and I did make the bed. Other than that, I think that's about the extent of my usefulness today.
Really good minimum standard. Although you could have left off doing the dishes, wait till tomorrow, and those mine are still stacked in the sink. So, or better yet, just have leftovers for dinner. But good. I'm glad you had a good observance of Labor Day, for sure. Mark's been progressing on the remaining three bookshelves he's working on for me. There's this cool arch that he's built into the top shelf and the base at the bottom, and I went out and talked to him in the garage while he was working on those recently, so they're looking good. And what did I do? I finally hemmed the curtains that I wanted to hang in our family room and got those hung. So, you know, mine was a tiny job. I mean, it was a mental job because I wasn't sure how to hem the curtains, but I got it done. So my hang up on that was mental, not that it was tough work or anything, but and it looks great in there, so I'm happy about that. How are your pets doing?
This is Can4RJN. Well, Walt's asleep on the couch over there. I don't know where the cats are, but I'm sure they're curled up on a couch or on a bed or on their cat tree or doing whatever. They're all doing fine. Karen wanted me to let you know that she was thinking about you. Hadn't heard from you in a while and wanted to know how things were going. So if you get a chance, give her a holler. The minimum standard of making the bed, dinner, and dishes is, you know, that's my minimum standard. Every once in a while I will, you know, submit to a social convention and change the sheets, but usually when she says, okay, there's too much cat hair and dog hair on these sheets, it's time to change them. I say, yeah, right, okay, we'll get that done. But everybody here is doing well, and like I said, the sky is cloudy, can't see squat. If you have clear skies anywhere within the sound of my voice, the moon is up, Saturn and Jupiter are both up. Let's see what else is up here. Those are the two planets you can catch in any event, although the cloud cover, from what I've looked on the radar, is just about everybody. So that's the sky report for this evening. Can't see squat.
All under that cloud cover. I enjoyed the back porch for a while this afternoon while the dark clouds were moving in. That was kind of nice. I was longing for fall temperatures to arrive, realizing that in November our highs are still in the upper 60s. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Fall is one of my favorite seasons, and I think a lot of that is the temperatures and the colors of the leaves. So September just isn't it yet for me, but November, I'm sure I'll be feeling like it's fall.
This is Can4RJN, and roger that. Well, Wendy, say hi to Mark for me, and 73s to you and everybody on the net. That's pretty much all I've got. Now we've got to step away from the radio here for a bit, so I will back on out of here, and you all have a good evening. This is Can4RJN, and I am clear.
Thanks for hanging around for the rad chew. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I want to check and see if I've missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. Comments or check-ins, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I believe our friend Chad. I always forget the first two letters. KO4NUE. We'll be calling the net tomorrow night. Please check in with him around 9, and I know he runs a round table after, so any questions, that's a good night to bring any questions along to the net with you. The net, for your information, I have 57 check-ins tonight, and I will pause for a moment here and submit the net report electronically. So hold on just a moment for tonight's results.
Wendy, before you go, this is KA4. Had to change the subject momentarily. This is KA4PQA. I'm on Echo Link. You couldn't see me, but I was on Echo Link. Wendy, if you would check me in from Greenwood, be sure and tell Mark hello for me.
And for HTP, thank you, Stephen. I did not, my Echo Link is still down, but I can hear you on the radio, so thanks for speaking up there. I want to recognize Mr. Stephen checking in from Greenwood, KA4PQA. Is there anyone else on Echo Link at this time? Please call Net Control.
Wendy, also, one more thing, and I'll let you try to get more check-ins. Wendy, do be sure and tell Mark I'll say hello.
You all pass along your greetings to Mark. That's very nice. Hope you have a good evening, Stephen.
This is Whiskey 8, Radio Oscar November. Check in. Go please. A new man's or two. In New York, November 2, Juliet, Bravo, Juliet, in New York. Over.
This is KN4, HTP. I had trouble with that signal. There was a lot of cutting in and out. I got Whiskey 8, Oscar Lima, November, and November 2, Juliet, Bravo. Are either of those correct?
This is Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, Bowen, Brolink. To a station in New York, November 2, monitored on both HF and on Echolink. Over.
And for HTP, this time I got Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November. Is that correct?
Also, please check in, David, November, Juliet, Bravo, Juliet, in New York. Over.
All I got was November, Juliet, Bravo, Juliet. So I need a number in there. I don't know why the signal is just cutting in and out, but let's try it again.
How you doing? He's trying to check me in. This is November 2, Juliet, Bravo, Juliet, named David in New York. Over.
Mr. David, November 2, Juliet, Bravo, Juliet, checking in from New York. It's great to have you joining us on Echolink. Thanks for checking in.
All right, thank you for having Annette. You know, it's been a while since I listened to it, you know, tuned into Annette, so yeah, it's nice to run into this one here. But yeah, I'm listening. I'll be on the side, and yeah, standing by.
And for HTP, we hold this net every evening at 9 o'clock, and I'm just now bringing the net to a close. So try and tune in again tomorrow at 9, and every other night after that. It's fun to have you joining us. Thank you.
Recheck Wendy KA4PQA.
Check.
Affirmative, Wendy. With your permission, I'd like to make contact with David in 2JBJ, and I'd like to contact the New York station if you don't mind, Wendy.
KA4PQA. This is KN4HTP. Yeah, that sounds great. Let me just send my announcement through the repeater, and then you can take that opportunity to call the New York station. So, Mr. David in New York, November 2, Juliet, Bravo, Juliet. Mr. Stephen wants to contact you right after I close the net.
All right, I copy that. I'll be standing by for Stephen.
KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks to everyone for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night, everybody.
N2JBJ, this is KA4PQA and calling from Greenwood.
All right, Stephen, I got you loud and clear. How you doing? Name here is David in New York, over.
Affirmative, David. We're doing good down this way. If you don't, David, if you don't mind my asking, what state of New York are you in?
I was talking on the wrong radio. Yeah, New York City. Yeah, just in New York City, over.
Affirmative, David. I copied you. Said that your Q2H is in New York City. The reason, David, the reason why I was asking was my wife is from Connecticut, and my wife was just curious what part of New York you were in.
Okay, copy. Yeah, New York City, and the Big Apple, whatever, that's another thing they call it. But yeah. And how about you? Whereabouts are you, over?
David, I'm located further down south from y'all in Greenwood, South Carolina. However, my wife is originally from Connecticut, the Norwalk area of Connecticut.
Oh, okay, okay. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you and say hello to the wife as well. And I was just stumbled across the net, you know, and I was working station on HF, and then he's around there too. And he told me about the net, so we was messing around. I was trying to figure out the EchoLink thing because I haven't been on EchoLink for a while. So he's trying to figure this thing out, and then, you know, we just checked in. So, and I caught the tail end of it, I guess. And but yeah, I got to meet you in the other station there. That was the network, the station. I'm sorry, the net controller. This is weird. It's been a while since I've been on the EchoLink, but yeah, over to you, Steve.
Affirmative, David. I'm gonna go ahead and clear with you. I'm gonna go ahead and clear with you for now. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure meeting you and getting to talk to you. It was a pleasure meeting you and getting to talk to you tonight, David. And with that, I'm gonna go ahead and clear. The only reason why I was asking was my wife's from Connecticut, not too far from New York, and so that's the only reason I called you back was because I just wanted to find out where you were in New York. But again, David, pleasure to meet you and get to talk to you, and we'll hopefully get to talk to you again sometime later on. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and clear with you for now. KA4PQA.
All right, Stephen. Yeah, no problem, man. I understand. But yeah, it was nice talking to you, man. And I appreciate it. Appreciate the little chat there, little quick chat. 7-3, and look forward to the next one. And have a safe, enjoy the rest of your night. And 7-3 is from New York and 2JBJ.
AQ4CHR, calling David or Stephen.
All right, I'll take it. You said K4CHR. Did I hear that right? Back to you.
That's affirmative, David. This is Mike. I'm in Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm on a handheld radio, and this is KQ4, Charlie Hotel Romeo.
All right, I got you. Yeah, just trying to. I had it wrong the first time, but I see I got it now. Yeah, how you doing? How's everything going there, Mike?
Doing fine down here, David. We've had some thunderstorms activity this all day today, really off and on. But I appreciate you coming back to this little handheld radio here. I just got it, and I really just got on the air, and I just appreciate you coming back. And it's nice talking to you. Nice meeting someone from New York, the Big Apple.
Oh yeah, man. Well, you know, that's what I do. That's why I do this hobby, man. To talk. It's hard to get people, you know, with that talk. Everybody's quick and you know, sitting reports and stuff like that. But yeah, it's good. I don't mind. I have no problems with that. With you, so Mike. And which radio are you using there? And how long you been using it there? Go ahead.
For David, got my ham license just this week, and it's a small radio. It's a handheld. It's called an Alenco DJ500, and I was just wondering how it was getting out.
Well, it's getting out pretty good, you know. It's I'm on EchoLink. I'm connected via the EchoLink here. But yeah, it's sounding pretty good. Everybody was sounding this, you know, good, you know. They sound the same, so I guess it's a good sound, nothing to worry about. And then goes, yeah, those are nice radios. The Bofangs, another one. Well, I got a whole bunch of them now. I can't even recite the list of them. But yeah, that's it. Sounds good and clear. No distortions or anything. That you should want to worry about. Yeah, Mike, sounds like a good one there. Go ahead.
Yeah, David, you sound good down this way, and I just want to say again, thank you so much for
coming back and giving me the radio check here, and I'll just I'll say 73s and good night, and thanks for coming back, and we'll listen for you tomorrow night. Might be back on the net. So have a good evening.
All right, Mike. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the contact and everything, and you have a good night as well. And look forward to the next one. 73 for now. And 2 JBJ.
Into JBJ. This is KN4RJM.
All right, KN4RJN. How you doing? This is N2 JBJ. My name is David. All right.
4RJN. My name is John. I'm in a little north of Greensboro, North Carolina. So, what are your skies looking like there in New York?
Oh, only nothing pretty, man. I was just we were just talking about it, but yeah, it's covered precip. You know, sometimes it makes it to the ground, the rain, and for the most part, it's not. But it's just up there. And it's covered all the way up to the east, to Boston, to Maine, up there. But, we're covered up. How about you? How's everything down there?
Yeah, we're socked in. It's cloud cover everywhere. It's been raining off and on all day up here, so I can't see squat. But it fortunately is a little bit cooler now, so I think it's something under 70 degrees out there right now, but we've had high 80s, low 90s for what seemed like forever, and it was like you just didn't want to step outside, you know, 90 degrees and 90% humidity and the dew point temperatures in the, you know, 70s, and it's like, whoa, I wasn't built for that.
Oh yeah. Saying 70s, rain, fog, mist, and it's supposed to be 100% heavy rain chance, and Tuesday 90%. So yeah, not looking too bright. Won't be too bright here for another day or two at least. Let's see, Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah, Thursday is showing, like, it's looking up on Thursday, mostly sunny. So unless it changes, you know, looks like Thursday is going to be the day. Get a breakthrough, but it is what it is, you know. So we need rain, so just gotta deal with it sometimes. So back to you.
This is RJ, and yeah, we're in about the same pattern. I think it's supposed to be rainy pretty much all week. Thursday, Friday, it might clear up a little bit, but it makes the grass grow, which means I have to go out and cut it. But other than that, you know, it keeps things green, but. You guys had some heat up there here a week or so back, pretty severe, didn't you?
Nah, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it got up there, but yeah, I don't think it was too bad. You know, maybe it's got AC, maybe with the AC, maybe that's what it is. But yeah, it wasn't too bad. I think it was hotter in some spots maybe. But yeah, it wasn't too bad. This is the, I gotta remember to, I gotta keep remembering to push this here. I haven't been on Echolink in a long time, and a repeater, an analog repeater. I use digitals, modes, but yeah, it's been a while since I've been on one of these repeaters, man. But it's nice. I'm back to you.
This is 4RJN. Yeah, it's Echolink's a wonderful thing. There is a net, several of them actually. If you go on Echolink and look for Do Drop In, DODROPIN, the Do Drop In, and there are several different nets. There's Do Drop In, there's Do Drop In 2, there's All Nets, there's Alaska Net, there's, I think there was a Michigan Net. I was on Do Drop In here a few nights ago and actually chatted with a gentleman in Australia who was actually teaching a class and introducing his class to EchoLink, and talked to some I think it was eighth grade Australian students and chatted with them for a little while. I thought that was kind of neat, but you might want to check that out.
Okay, so you're saying that's going to come up on Do Drop In, Common Spelling. That's going to come up on look for that on the EchoLink application. It's going to be what, like a node or something like that.
This is KN4 Jan Roger. Just go on the let's see here the nope let's see go on the index view, and if you go up to your little search thing, find the little handheld magnifying glass search thing and type in DODROPIN and it will scoot to that particular node. And let me get back over here so where I'm at. Let's see if this will tell me what node that is. It didn't show it to me on my favorites list, but there's Do Drop In, there's Do Drop In 2. There's, okay, if you go to Do Drop In and hook onto that, it'll actually list all the different nets they run, and they're running a net almost all the time. Do Drop In 2 is a backup to Do Drop In. We've got All Nets All the Time, and it's just all-nets is what you would search for. Search for Alaska. There's an Alaska net. There's several of them, and there's always something going on one of those nets.
All right, I copy. I understand. I think I know what you're talking about. And yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate the info. And I definitely will give this thing more attention. Because you know, sometimes it's quirky. I know it works sometimes, and then sometimes it don't. And then I got to change. Sometimes I go alternate between this setting in there called relay, and then relay and direct, I think the other one is. And you know, sometimes it works one way, sometimes it works the other. So I just gotta, I guess, get more familiar with how to use it. And then the computer one is even more. I mean, it's better. I think you can see it a lot better than using the handheld here. But I appreciate the info, and definitely will drop in, or I definitely will do drop in. How about you?
It depends upon the internet, and the internet can be flaky at times. I had a hard time getting into tonight's net because my internet was working, but the internet down in South Carolina where the repeater is, apparently in the vicinity of said repeater, went down for a while, and I couldn't get in because the repeater went offline, or the EchoLink function of the repeater went offline. So it finally came back up, and I was able to get in. But, yeah, it just depends on you're dependent upon your internet, and you're dependent upon the internet of the other guy, whoever you're talking to. And that has a tendency to go kiddy-wampus every once in a while, depending on what the cable companies are doing. So, yeah, it gets flaky at times. But still, you can talk to just about anybody in the world if they've got a repeater that's got EchoLink on it. So yeah, check it out.
All right, yeah, you're right. All of these links, you know, in between. It's the only problem, but it is what it is. So it's useful. So for the most part, it does work, I guess. You know, it's and it does bridge the gap. So fills the void there. Yeah, I do appreciate it. Appreciate the information as well.
This is KN4RJM. Well, I'm going to back on out of here, sir, and you have a good evening and a pleasure chatting with you. I'll say 73s. You say hi to your family, and y'all have a good week. I will clear on out of here. This is KN4RJM, and I am clear.
All right, John. Yeah, good meeting you, man. Good to meet you in 73 and say hi to the family. Something from New York and to JBJ.